Now, as soon as we start to study knowledge, we find out we're studying man's mind again. Very interesting. It's a sort of an endless circle. How do you know there is such a thing as knowledge? Well, your mind is a repository of knowledge, and it is something that computes knowledge or suspects knowledge or finds knowledge or uses knowledge. Now, this may strike you as somewhat odd, but a therapy right now is no end. The end goal here is not a therapy. Pretty well, the end goal of Dianetics was a therapy, but the end goal of Scientology is not a therapy. How can you work problems with an imperfect computer? Well, let's take an adding machine down here in a business, and let's gym this adding machine so that one of its cogs slips every time. And every time you multiply anything by anything, you also get it multiplied by 5. Now, your answer is always going to be wrong. You say 1 times 5, and you put 1 times 5 on this calculating machine, and the calculating machine comes out, says 1 times 5 is 25. And then the next time you put something on it, you say 5 times 100. Says right there, 2,500. How can you work problems with an imperfect computer? You can't. How can you apply knowledge with an imperfect computer? Again, you can't. So it is merely a basic step in the field of Scientology to perfect a computer. That computer happens to be the human mind. Now, how you can teach knowledge which will be utilized by an imperfect computer is the first problem in this course, because I don't think there's anybody present who is perfect, including me. Nevertheless, a great deal of this computer is alert and headed toward perfection. And there are certain things which keep it from being perfect and certain things which inhibit it from recognizing what it actually recognizes. Wonderful thing that a mind actually can know without letting itself know. It is the task of anyone engaging in processing then to go out along the line of better working methods for others around him and depend upon those others to help him up to that level. The initial step then depends upon the blind helping the blind. And anywhere that this fails, it is because the blind are too blind. There are many complaints in the field of auditing, which is the process of processing people. Many field complaints state, well, my auditor so-and-so and won't do this, and I am still very occluded. Go and ask this man's auditor, what are you auditing on him? Oh, I don't know, London Bridge is falling down or something of the sort. But not a therapy. No, let's stay away from a therapy. Let's not help him. Let's say we do and don't.